Head for the crossroads of Western Asia and Eastern Europe now for our GeoQuiz. The country we're looking for might be described this way: landlocked, mountainous, and passionate. Landlocked because it's surrounded by Georgia, Azerbaijan, Turkey, and Iran. Mountainous because the Caucasus traverses this region. And passionate about the game of chess. There are more than 30 grandmasters among a population of just over 3 million people. Now, school children are getting an early jump on mastering the game.
They learned today how to make checkmate to the king.
Do you want to be very good at chess one day?
We'll tell you more about this former Soviet Republic's commitment to chess, but first, can you name the chess-loving country? The answer's coming up in just a minute. This is PRI, Public Radio International. For our GeoQuiz, we were looking for a former Soviet bloc country that's got a new approach to educating kids. It's mandating chess classes in public elementary schools. The answer is Armenia. Starting this year, 7 to 10-year-old Armenians get weekly instruction in the rudiments of chess. The goal is for children to be able to play a competent game by the end of fourth grade. Reporter Shant Shirigian sat in on a few classes in the capital, Yerevan.
Grigor Martikian is drilling 22nd graders at Public School 81 on how to move the bishop. He positions a bishop into the corner of a large model board in front of the class. The students follow along on foldable chess mats on their desks. Eduard Arustian and Seda Kevorkian are both 7. They tell me they learned a checkmate move today. When I ask them if they know about Armenia's national chess team, they nod and smile. That team was the pride of Armenia this past summer when it won the World Chess Team Championship in Ningbo, China. Armenians treat chess champions like star athletes. Chess is one of the most popular games here, and there are 32 grandmasters in a population of about 3 million. Simbat Luputian is president of Armenia's Chess Academy. He spent the summer organizing training sessions for teachers around the country. Luputian says, mandatory chess isn't so much about training the next generation of grandmasters. It's more about fostering critical thinking and imparting values.
Chess is a very honest game, a fair game. A man learns how to play honestly. It is giving a chance to a child of 7 years old to think and make a decision. Chess is probably one of the best games for centralizing one's attention on something for a longer time.
That said, Armenia probably wouldn't mind if the classes also produce a new crop of chess champions. Luputian says the curriculum begins in the second grade because Armenian psychologists found that was the earliest time students can start to absorb the game.
Yes, sir.
At a private school a few miles down the road, students are also playing chess. This school has had a full-time chess teacher for years. But chess is just another elective here. Principal Asha Bleyan says there's a popular view in Armenia that chess is a miraculous tool for fixing the country's education problems. He says the simplicity of that view disgusts me. Bleyan himself is a former education minister. The current official seems set on the compulsory classes. The government has already spent more than $2 million on them, a considerable investment for this still developing country. For the world, I'm Shant Sharagyan, Yerevan, Armenia.
While they put the pawns back on the board, we've got some GeoQuiz texting players to crown: Erdman in San Francisco, Karen in Louisville, Constantine in Jersey City, and Christine in San Clemente all came up with the correct answer, Armenia. You too can play along. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. And check out photos of the dueling young chess players at theworld.org.